This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. Iran says that it summoned the British ambassador to Tehran after Britain placed the blame on the country for the attacks on two oil tankers in the Gulf of Oman. Iran's ISNA news agency said during the meeting with Iran's foreign ministry, Iran strongly criticized Britain's unacceptable stance regarding the attacks in the Gulf of Oman. No other country but Britain has supported America's accusations over the attacks. Meanwhile, a British foreign ministry official told the Reuters news agency the report was false and the ambassador had not been summoned. Crew members of the oil tanker Front Altair, one of the two vessels attacked this week, landed in Dubai Saturday. A frontline spokesperson told Reuters the 23 crew members were well looked after by Iranian authorities. Meanwhile, the other damaged tanker, the Japanese-owned Fukuoka Courageous, has been towed to the Emirati port of Fujairah. A deadly day in Somalia and Kenya with as many as 27 people killed in separate incidents. At least 10 people were killed and 23 others injured when a car bomb exploded at a checkpoint close to Parliament in Mogadishu. The militant group Al-Shabaab immediately claimed responsibility. In a separate incident, a car bomb went off on the road to Mogadishu Airport, but no one was injured by the blast. In the central Somali town of Galkayo, about 720 kilometers from Mogadishu, 9 people were killed in a revenge attack for the Islamist group's killing of a local policeman. Across the border in Kenya, at least 8 Kenyan policemen were killed when their vehicle hit a roadside bomb. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, be sure to log on to our website, voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News.